Steve Goss with you on 90.1 WABE. Summer weekends in Atlanta typically offer a wide variety of musical events. So much going on, no normal person could keep track of it all. But Mara Davis is here to tell us what's going on.
Don't put me in the normal category.
No, I haven't.
All right. Dog days of summer. I know you're a cat guy, but we are in the middle of a lot of good shows that are coming to town. And we'll start off with the Variety Playhouse. The Black Lips are making their return. New album called Satan's Graffiti or God's Art. Great name for an album, and they've really evolved over the years. They've said that they used to take their crazy onstage antics because they didn't think they were like that great musically, and now they think they've gotten better over the years. And they
what? No more vomiting from the stage?
I know.
Kind of show is that?
I know that's one of your favorite things to see at a concert, Steve. But expect, a more musically tight show from these guys. And their new album, produced by Sean Lennon, which I think is really cool. And actually, some sounds from Yoko Ono on their album.
Yeah, she sings backup vocals. And they also do a cover of The Beatles' It Won't Be Long on the new album.
So definitely a different vibe for one of Atlanta's favorite bands. That's the Black Lips at the Variety Playhouse tonight.
At the Tabernacle also tonight, the Chosen One is back in town. This guy, I am really impressed with Gary Clark Jr. He can do everything.
Did you know that Eric Clapton once wrote him a letter and said watching him play made him want to play guitar again, which is a huge message to receive. And everybody is raving about Gary Clark Jr. live in concert. He is incredible.
In fact, he's going to be playing with Clapton on Clapton's 50th anniversary tour this coming fall in New York and L.A. So, I mean, Clark plays with everybody. He's done work with the Foo Fighters. He's done stuff with, he's toured with the Rolling Stones. So he's in demand.
Just like you.
Yeah, just like me.
That's Gary Clark Jr. at the Tabernacle tonight. I can't take it no more.
So on Saturday night at the Fabulous Fox Theater, an artist that, she's one of these rare people who's, I think, won a Tony, a Grammy, an Oscar.
Idina Menzel is such a pro. I mean, from Rent to Wicked to Frozen, she has an incredible voice, and what I love is her sense of humor. She gets up on stage, and she tells a lot of stories, and she's very witty and very snarky, and you would have to assume her solo concert is going to be amazing. She's a veteran of the stage.
And she can do anything. In fact, besides songs from all those great Broadway shows that she's been involved with, she does a cover of Black Dog by Led Zeppelin. So that's in the mix, too. Expect that in the concert.
Fully on board. That's Idina Menzel at the Fox Theater Saturday night. Feel your pain. Here's the hopeless. Let me just throw it to you.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you are such a, when it comes to the Moody Blues, you are such a fangirl.
That's for sure. They are playing at Chastain Park on Sunday evening. I haven't played Chastain in a number of years. And they are doing their 50th anniversary celebration of Days of Future Past, which is the album that, you know, changed their lives. It's basically an album that came out in 67 where Decca said, hey, we want a rock band to go into the studio with a symphonic band, and we want to record you in stereo. Pop bands in those days were not recorded in stereo, they were recorded in mono. And they said, sure, we'll try it. And they ended up doing something entirely different, producing a day in the life, if you will, of a guy in London. And out of that came Tuesday Afternoon, Nights in White Satin. They're doing the entire album in the second half of the show. And
put your seatbelt on, Steve. I want to know.
I've never seen them do the entire album.
That's the Moody Blues, Sunday night at Chastain. Look for Velvet Voice.
No, I can't wait. Who knows where it's at? But if we hold together.